Now this is our dictation for Guy, G-U-Y, Lesage, L-E-S-A-G-E, September 1840, addressed as a letter to Mark, M-A-R-C, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Saginaw, V-A, 321-4085. Dear Dr. Robinson, a follow-up for Mr. Lesage, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit January. One more time, he declined to come in person. We did it on the phone. The son, Robert, participated in this encounter. No hospital visit, 2 or 3 small meals, maybe a few pounds weight loss, denies vomiting, dysphagia, frequent diarrhea but no bleeding, no abdominal discount for fever, no change in urination, no cloudiness of blood, denies edema, denies ulcers, claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes or gangrene, denies chest pain or syncope, denies orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, and shoulder discomfort, decreased range of motion, worse on the right side, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, medication list review on medications for dementia, cholesterol, diabetes treatment, the only blood pressure, metoprolol. Next paragraph, he's able to speak in full sentences, no respiratory distress, blood pressure at home 142/70 with a weight 160. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.9, the same as in December, but that's a change from baseline that used to be 1.6, 1.8. Present GFR 35 at stage 3B with normal electrolyte acid base. Anemia 12.8, normal white blood cell platelet. Calcium, phosphorus, albumin were not done previously in December. Normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, appears progressive, no symptoms of uremia, he has enlargement of the prostate, with normal sized kidneys without obstruction, incidental simple renal cyst, there is no documented urinary retention, but this is a consideration given the dementia history. Continued diabetes, cholesterol management. There has been no need for changes on diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate, no need for EPO treatment. Chemistry should include calcium, phosphorus, albumin, and PTH at least once a year for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Also discuss with the patient and the son. We'll see what the next chemistry shows to decide about blood ultrasound. End of dictation.